It's Thursday, July 14th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in Nepal arrested 7 Protestant Christians and a pastor last month for handing out Bibles to schoolchildren, as reported in Christian Today. A court is preparing to charge the Christians for violating the Constitution of Nepal by engaging in proselytizing. Claims have surfaced indicating members of the group were tortured and unjustifiably detained. Please pray for our fellow Christians in Nepal. Police arrested 5 people for shooting at police officers in Washington, D.C. just after midnight on Tuesday. No injuries were reported. The group allegedly fired at police to avoid arrest, not as part of a targeted attack on cops, a police official told the Washington Post. The Worldview spoke to Rob Wims, a Christian believer and a former prosecutor for the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, about violence towards police.
Rule 1 in law enforcement is come home at the end of watch. Come home at the end of watch means live through your watch. You have to have command presence in the street. I'm not laid back like I am now and laughing and talking about family. It's, you know, I need this, you need to do that. You know, you're giving orders, you're on high alert status. It's a much different tone, demeanor. And quite frankly, some of it's survival mode and some of it's, look, this is how I got to do my job. And when you're a police officer, when things go bad, they can go really, really bad. I mean, like, people die kind of bad and it happens fast.
The Benham brothers spoke up about the recent killings on the streets of Dallas and elsewhere. Jason and David Benham described these conditions as signs of America's culture of death.
Because the bloodshed in the womb, now we're starting to see it in the streets. And I'm telling you, it's because we as a nation have left God.
Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Romans 3:15-18. For the first time, the Republican Party proposed a platform calling for the defunding of Planned Parenthood, according to LifeSite News. The platform also calls for organizations that perform or advocate abortions to lose federal funding. The platform will be voted on next week at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, from which I'll be reporting. Seasoned ISIS fighter Tahir Sahab Jamel has made his confession while in Kurdish custody, likely awaiting for his execution. Jamel told Fox News, "It haunts me that I am responsible for killing many people. We killed them for nothing. At the beginning, ISIS told us we would all go to heaven. But now that I'm in prison, it means I'm going to the fire. I am going to hell." May God grant Tahir Jamel repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. We declare to every person listening today, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Following Britain's referendum to leave the European Union and David Cameron stepping down from being Prime Minister, Theresa May has been confirmed as the next Prime Minister of the UK. Though preferring to keep her private life away from the public spotlight, May said her Christian faith is, quote, part of me. It is part of who I am and therefore how I approach things, unquote. However, as a member of Parliament, Theresa May has supported homosexual marriage by her votes. And she has offered some hints she may support abortion restrictions. Idaho police arrested a man dressed as a woman on Monday for taking photographs of a woman in a Target changing room. Reports of cell phone voyeurism in Target changing rooms and restrooms have continued to rise since the chain store announced a gender-neutral bathroom policy. Target stock has plummeted from $83.50 to $73.17 since making the announcement, a loss of about $5 billion in value. A federal court overturned a Virginia law requiring delegates to vote according to the results of the state's primaries. The case was brought by Virginia delegate Beau Carrell, who did not want to vote for Trump. This now paves the way for delegates to select the presidential candidate of their choice, regardless of a state's primary results. An Egyptian Muslim man, Mahed El-Shafi, converted to Christianity and was subsequently imprisoned and tortured for his faith. Christian Headlines reports, El-Shafi experienced many tortures for not exposing his fellow Christians, including facing attacks by vicious dogs. Amazingly, like Daniel in the lion's den, the dogs refused to assault El-Shafi. Later, he was sentenced to death, but was able to escape with the help of friends. He now works to assist other persecuted Christian believers. Psalm 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." And that's the worldview on this Thursday, July 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.